At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hey, this is Hulkman, DM for Out of the Abyss, a new series coming to the Storyteller Tales channel. Thank you for checking out the game, and hope you enjoy.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Champra Kizzy Kizzy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Champra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey, it's Brim. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a halfling rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey everyone, this is Matt. I'll be playing the part of Khazad Doerden, a drow oathbreaker paladin who's trying to get out of the Underdark and start a new life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Mershi, a fairy bard, a common out to sell you your own secrets.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Storyweaver, and I'm playing Ivan Von Kretsch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red kobold artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
So, last time, you guys decided to make your way into Slubladoop and tried to figure out which side you wanted to join. Flaffle and Tekel were trying to get the Deep Father group to lead them into the city. And when that ended up backfiring, y'all found a Kuwatoa named Poopapleen. Poopapleen and her wheelchair took you back to the city and told you that she was wanting to kill her son because he was a worshiper of the Deep Father. And Kuwatoas are fucking crazy. In the middle of this discussion, Tekel, Champra, and Flaffle all decided to go out and figure out what was going on to try to get a jump on things, to which led to a quickened version of their ritual, to which they brought Limugagoon, also known as the Deep Father.
Also known as Demogorgon.
Yes, also known as Demogorgon. The two-headed baboon, tentacle-handed monster.
Monster of many names.
Prince of Demons, even. He showed his face, and you guys scrambled to these boats that you see here. These are kind of just representations of them. And you guys were able to escape, rescuing Darendel, Eldith, and a Duergar from captivity that they were going to use to sacrifice to the Deep Father himself. So what I want you guys to do, for those who are here, go ahead and place yourself in one of these boats. The only restriction is Darendel and Ront cannot be in the same boat because one is 300 pounds, the other one is almost 500.
Sweet Lord Almighty.
Yeah.
If we just give them a boat.
I mean, you could stick both of them in one, but nothing else could go in there.
Merlette, he pulled me away.
Yep. Merlette did pull you away because you kind of stuck in awe at that point.
Yep.
As well.
The power.
So, Merlette, where are you taking him?
We will put Ruin and Champra over here since they won't be here today. But just take it as they are resting and
I'm fine with where I am.
Okay.
So I pull them in the same boat.
Okay. Okay. So where we will pick up is about an hour after you guys escaped from this attack. Not really knowing where you're going other than Shushard saying he could kind of get you there. So we will pick up about an hour after travel, and the game is yours. What would you like to do?
Well, not used to being on boats. I kind of stand up and shake a little bit as I then go on all fours and kind of crawl across the boat.
pull out a drill and begin to drill a hole in the bottom of the boat.
Smack Flaffle. No Flaffle. Bad Flaffle. I don't know how to swim, Flaffle.
Be fine. The best way to learn. Do.
No. Please no. Please no.
I'm going to agree. The best way to learn Flaffle and just kind of hold him in the air, like just a little at the edge of the boat, like the thinly veiled implication that if he acts up, I'm going to throw him in the deep lake or in the dark lake.
I am king of the world.
Oh. who gave him the box set of Titanic?
I could have fit on that door.
I bet.
We know.
You could have fit on a dog door. Anyways,
I would have got Leonardo on there too.
Just Leonardo.
All right.
So, where exactly are we heading again? I know Shushar said that he'd be able to get us there, but I'm not exactly remembering where that is.
I believe Ruin wanted y'all to go to the Neverlight Grove.
We'll and Stool was,
Stool was also able
to... We're trying
to
get Stool back home.
Yeah, exactly.
I approve of this situation. As long as we're not going near anything that's got giant monkey heads. Those are monkeys, right? Looks at Merlette.
Why are you asking me? I'm not... Do I look like some sort of wildlife specialist?
Yes.
Honestly... Cool.
DM question for you.
Go ahead.
Would Kazad know what that was based on his history with House Doerden and House Doerden's history with that thing?
Absolutely, you knew what that was.
Yeah, Kazad is like pale, like for a drow, like really pale.
Noticed this?
I would say make a perception check.
Okay. Perception. I have a plus zero to this. Contrary to my other character. 2.
Unfortunately, I would say you don't pick up on the like facial cues and stuff. You can roll insight if you want to.
I wouldn't be looking for this. I'd be just be like, yeah.
Well,
just all on the off hand that I did see it, I wanted to know.
The reason why I ask you, Merlette, is because you seem like the one who's probably from the surface. So, I mean, the other one that somewhat knows things is on the boat over there.
So, just because I'm from the surface means I've seen every surface animal.
You've seen more than me.
That's true.
Excellent.
My neighbor's cat was quite the fiend. I'm sure if we run in cat-to-cat-like creatures, I'll be able to tell you what they look like.
Oh, good, because
they are delicious.
There are quite a bit down here, actually.
Really?
Actually are.
Yeah, a lot of cat creatures down here. I mean, ask that guy. He points to Kazad. I'm sure his noble ass probably had a wonderful selection of big kitties.
We might have had a displacer or two on the estate. He's like completely and totally out of it right now.
Displacer? What's a displacer?
Oh, you'll find out. I'm gonna go and crawl my way over to Kazan to check him to make sure that he's doing okay medically.
Okay.
Medicine check.
Coming on up. Oh, and because I haven't done it in a little bit, guidance. And by a little bit, I mean like right away. Man, I really needed that guidance. That's a 15 total.
Yeah, 15. You can tell that he is a bit exhausted, but as far as his mental state, he is in shock.
Well, I am going to... Do I not have it? Oh, yeah. I'm going to cast good... Oh, wait a minute. Are we still in the fog?
It is everywhere.
I go to cast it. I'm like, oh, boat. Bad choices. Tap him with Spare the Dying to see if it does anything, which is a cantrip. I'm just like, you're okay.
Yeah, you do feel this energy kind of wash over you, but yeah. You don't feel like you're losing death saves anymore.
Does anyone know what the giant two-headed monster was?
Kazad is immediately going to answer that was a Demogorgon, and that was not okay. That was not a good situation.
I'm sorry, is Demogorgon...
Everyone in that village is probably fucking dead.
Demogorgon Kazad Demogorgon... language for Deep Father?
They were worshipping a Demogorgon?
I don't even know what a Demogorgon is. Is that a monkey? Is that what a monkey is?
A history check.
I don't know.
Anybody who wants to try to recall.
All right. Since I... Can I roll that with advantage to explain
absolutely.
To them what it is? Cool.
Absolutely.
So, full disclosure here, I'm pretty sure I saw him in a mushroom vision of mine.
Yeah.
You had a mushroom vision? Why does everyone get mushroom visions? Ruin had one. I mean,
you want one?
Sure.
I have an online person, two mushrooms, and no vision.
I'm going to fly up to Flaffle, and I'm going to wave that vial of that mushroom stuff under his nose.
Which one?
Can we maybe not
which one?
Kobold hallucinate while we're on a boat in the middle of the dark fucking lake?
Have me for a good time, not a long time. Now.
Which one? The purple one or the orange one?
Oh,
it doesn't have an orange one.
No.
I'm the one with the orange one.
Okay.
I had the one that gave me the vision of...
That's right. You had the...
Speaking of, I'd pull out the orange one. It's like, you should take a snap. I'm just kidding, no.
So what were your history checks?
I got a 19.
Okay.
12.
Okay. I didn't roll.
Okay.
They didn't roll.
Brim?
What was the check? Sorry.
History.
Natural 20?
Oh
my god.
Damn. You do know you about monkeys.
Oh, daddy.
You're rooting my lord. I don't know about
you lied to me.
I would say, yeah, Merlet, so this is something that you have read about this creature. In fact, you know that he is a demon lord. That he is one of the many demon lords that control layers of the abyss. And in your studies and stuff of that, you know him to be the Prince of Demons. He is not something to mess around with.
All right. So I read a book, surprising, I know, but it's about what's about demons, and he's a demon lord, Lord of the Abyss, I believe it was.
You still have this book?
I read it when I was a kid, so I don't know too much about it.
But do you still have this book?
No, I don't have this.
Ow.
So
they took everything away from us when we got put in jail. Why would I still have it?
I mean, I got everything they took off of me when I went in jail, and I had TNT.
I'm so glad that that's a had now.
Right, a had.
Okay, I don't have the book anymore. It was from a place of magic where I was trying to learn, okay?
Place of magic?
Yeah, I was trying to become a wizard.
They have those?
I think it's called a school, Fluffle.
That's amazing!
But I didn't do very well, anyways. I just read that book.
I tried to educate some of my siblings, and it did not go well.
Well, I'm...
Three of them died on that hunting expedition.
Knowing you, I assume that the genetics aren't far off, so it's not surprising.
If they had just followed my plans as I had laid them out, they would have been fine.
Did they die?
Three of them. There were still four more to take their place, and I wasn't allowed to go hunting anymore.
Okay.
So...
So, they hate him too. We don't listen to him anymore, right? Like
he did get us out of there.
I have learned that the cobalt catapult is a terrible idea.
Looks like Kazad. I still think it's a great idea. You got catapult?
Well, the catapult part worked great. It was the part of getting the cobalt safely to the ground without, you know,
splattering.
Death. Yeah.
Hmm.
And you think it'd be a bigger mess, but honestly, the skin kind of just absorbs most of it, and you just become like this kind of blob.
Well, shit. Okay.
That does make sense.
Because that's not listening to any of this. He's just kind of got a 1,000-yard stare, and like Fortunate Son is like playing in his head. Last time he actually saw Demogorgon.
But you said he's a demon lord.
So
over the abyss?
We have demons now that we have to deal with? That's great. That's awesome, because that's what spider asshole goddess of drow is. And if it's another thing like her, then we're all fucked. If that thing...
Can they be killed?
As far as I know, no. I don't...
Can they be reasoned with?
No.
Hulk, what would I remember about exactly how
I think you can reason with demons.
No, that's...
What if we make them fight each other?
That might happen.
Demon v. Demon standoff.
What if you make them fight for you?
Yeah,
real quick, repeat your question.
Get the demons to work with us. I read about it in the same book.
What was your question? I'm sorry.
I said, what would I remember about how the Demogorgon was dealt with the last time it showed up around here?
I would say, with what you rolled on your history check, you would know.
Okay. Can you, like, DM me a little bit of that lore, because it's stuff that I've forgotten?
Yeah.
Or can I just, like, make it up, essentially?
All right. I'm pretty sure that I would just rather if we don't have to deal with them at all. Is there something that's forcing us to deal with these things? Because honestly, I'd like to just get to the surface and get out of here.
I mean, if we could get one demon lord on our side, then we could take out the spider bitch.
As tempting as that is,
and free
there's
your uncle.
No getting a demon lord on our side. Not
has anyone ever tried it?
They make deals all the time. I've heard.
From what I remember, that's devils. They're different.
How do we get in touch with one of those?
Circle, candles, sacrifice.
Mushrooms.
We have all of.
Okay, we can.
What's with you and mushrooms?
Do we have candles?
Stiekel?
We have a cobalt we can offer.
That is true.
That was a wild trip, and my trip became reality. So these might be magical mushrooms.
If I'm the sacrifice, then how do I can? You know, how do I? That wouldn't work. Fluffle looks over at the other boats.
Precisely at Prince Durandal is what I'm imagining.
Let him
to the left. I'm kind of looking at Eld at this point. Darrendale's proven some worth. Eld's just kind of here.
What? Why are you staring at me?
No reason.
But
okay.
Ivan looks at Teagle.
She's gullible too.
Ivan looks at Teagle and goes, "Well, maybe you should take another good whiff of that mushroom sauce and predict if we're gonna make it to shore."
Ooh, mushroom sauce would be good for tonight.
I'm just gonna
do with the mushroom sauce
by his nose.
You're gonna hold it what, by my nose? Oh,
no, it's equal.
Oh, okay.
Man, shit. Rifle.
Okay, so the Teagle holds the mushroom sauce in front of Teagle.
What mushroom is this?
This is the shroom trip. This is the trippy one.
The shrieker.
It's
the... Oh, okay, so the same... Wait, the shrieker's not the violet one that I've got.
No, that's the violet one. No, you guys did both. You guys picked up both of the violet ones, because there was two there.
Okay, so Kazad just kind of clears his throat, and he's kind of starting to get his head back on, and he's like, look, this isn't something that we're going to be able to reason with. It's not something that we're going to be able to negotiate with. The only person that I know of that actually managed to fight this thing and walk away from it had the blessings of literally two separate deities empowering him to do so.
Well, first things first, I don't want to fight it.
Do you have a panther?
I look over at Teagle and I just kind of do like a, I see you. And he just kind of nods. He kind of smirks a little bit. He's like, yes, my cousin does in fact have a panther.
Doesn't. Teagle just writes down the little black book.
Wait a minute. If there's the spider bitch, and now we know about the two-headed monkey guy, how many other demon lords are there?
A lot.
Really?
I would assume there's like another language.
Do we know anything about that mushroom god? We know anything?
You all were all unconscious when that happened, right. So no.
Okay, so just right.
Just a ruin.
Okay.
He held double across checking the before boat I to ruin. Do you know of any demons?
Hey, do you Ruin's have like a this player and just like falls over.
Ruin has an even worse thousand-yard stare.
I just feel like it's like Shoe Shaw and like the rest of them just weaken at Bernie's, the two of them over there.
For the sake
of story, they are asleep.
Like I said, Shushar's just over there, and you see, like, Ruin just...
waving the hand.
Shushar does... You look over there, and Shushar does look... Shushar does look, like, fucked up.
I mean...
Like, not, like, blink, physically,
so
but...
always looks fucked up.
Well, yeah. Technically, they don't.
His eyes just are... They're just a little bit more glassy than usual.
A little bit more bulgy.
Yeah, he's literally doing the same thing.
Got destroyed by a demon lord, so yeah, I imagine our boy is not.
I mean, honestly, from the sounds of it, the village sounds like it could have been blown over with the stiff wind. So yeah, I mean, well, that's not giving too much credit.
Stiff wind called Demogorgon. well, then I don't think Merlette, did you read any other demons in your book, or Kazad? Do you know of any other demons? I don't. Really know any others besides the bitch queen Lolth.
DM?
I am messaging you because you got a nat 20. Do you as a player know all of them?
No, I mean... I've looked at the book that has all the monster lore, but I don't have it memorized.
Okay. I mean, Orcus.
Wait, who would remember?
I mean, I know Orcus is one of them. There's I can't remember. There's another one that's like a giant, like.
There's Zugtomoy and Peabody X and.
Yeah.
Yenogu and Baphomet.
Oh yeah, Yenogu, which is which one's the Ubliex? Is the one that's the slime.
Jublex.
Yeah, he's the slime one.
I'm trying to think.
Is the slime one? Sorry, he doesn't have a gender.
Frozer Blue.
Yeah, Pat. Can't believe you just did that.
Oh, I'm from a different age. But yeah. Yeah, do either of you two know any Kazad or Merlet, any other demons that we might run into? Because right now the Underdark is getting real cramped with demon assholes.
I mean, I can list them off the top of my head, maybe. I don't know.
We'll think deep.
Maybe a Lolith. Stugamoy.
Who the hell are these people? Some weird names.
You mean Lolf?
Yeah. Lolf. Lolf. You're talking about
Stugamoy. I can't read these, okay?
Okay.
I didn't go to years
of D&D college.
There's a reason
to
he didn't pass classes.
So I would say with the Nat 20, you are able to kind of piece together the following information. There is Lolf, who is the goddess of the drow and the demon lord of... You're not sneaky. Demon lord of... the
demon. Oh, are you talking
demon
about
webs?
Yeah, demon webs.
Yeah, demon webs. Baphomet is basically the Horned King. He is essentially the god of minotaurs and other things of that nature. Zugtomoy is the goddess of rot and decay. She's kind of dressed in, or she is like a fungus that can take a female shape.
Also known as Mushroom Mommy that we saw, we didn't see, but, you know, put us to sleep.
Correct.
Caps on that lady, I tell you.
I bet you would, Tinkle.
There's Yenogu, who is the god of...
I don't know
Gnolls. Yeah, he's the god of Gnolls.
Oh, yeah.
Or the demon lord of Gnolls and fleens and stuff like that nature. There's Frozer Blue, who there's not very much information on him.
To be honest, he's got a dumb name. That's fine by me.
But
he has nice shoes.
What you know.
But dumps.
I don't think he can wear shoes. Anyways. But yeah, he is the demon lord of manipulation and a lot of fucked up shit. You then have... I'm not forgetting anybody.
With this natural 20, Merlet might want to turn himself into a demon hunter.
Yeah, Gratzt. Gratzt is the demon lord of seduction. And wields a very powerful sword. And then there's Orcus, who is the demon lord of... Undeath.
So I would love to roleplay this and actually say that in like actual dialogue. There's no fucking way.
No, you're good. You relay that information along.
We appreciate you trying, Brim. Well, that is a lot of demon assholes. Any chance that they might want to join the party? Because I really don't want them to.
I mean, given the given the state of our luck, I'd say that 50-50.
God, I hate 50-50 odds.
Well, that many demon lords, that's a lot of potential to get at least one on our side.
You are a psychopath. Did anybody tell you that? There are hospitals.
I'm more of a sociopath.
I am with him on this, though. Yeah. I believe that if we can offer them the right bait.
See?
Ivan just looks over at Merlet.
He appeased them.
And you were the man of, like, logic, in my opinion. And now, And now I don't think...
I see very sound logic.
I think he might have gone and looks at Khazad and Tickle. I think Merlet might have gone insane by seeing what he did. I don't think he's all there anymore. We should push him off.
It's very logical. Like, there are tons of people that do it all the time. No. They make pacts with demons.
Again, devils.
Like the
roll
insight on Merlet.
Okay, you said that devils and demons were different.
They are different.
Insight on Merlet.
Oh. You can roll persuasion or deception, but to whether or not, what are you trying to insight? Whether or not he,
if something funky going down with him.
Oh, no?
Yeah, there is. The listeners can't see it, but I'm vigorously shaking my head. Yes.
I'm vigorously shaking my head. No,
great intensity.
That's terrible. Oh man!
I would be willing. All right,
I'm terrible, Paul. What do you viewers at home think?
Should... I would be willing to wager a not insignificant sum of money that Lolth definitely will not be on our side.
Oh,
100%.
Oh, that's fine. I don't want her on my side.
Okay.
She's who I want to go against.
The upper half isn't too bad.
I'm not saying all of them. Yes, they have. For sure, they have a reputation
honestly...
that they have earned.
The Demigorgon had two heads. That's twice, or you know, two times the chance that we have.
Yeah, and if we can convince one head, it could probably convince the other head.
Exactly.
To be honest, so do some ogres have two heads, but that don't make them smarter.
They're actually called Ettins.
Yeah, same thing.
You don't understand.
Zod is quietly considering throwing Flaffle overboard.
Ivan is outwardly telling everybody to throw those two overboard.
The tall people are trying to take over. Don't let them.
Yes. The drow seem to have some sort of racism towards demons.
It's definitely not, you know, years of subjugation by a demon. Or anything like that. I mean, you know, our entire culture doing nothing but evil shit because of one. That's definitely not it now.
I mean, like, you guys went along with it. I'm a kobold who was under a dragon.
I'm a career criminal.
So what did I do? I got rid of the dragon.
I realize that I'm speaking morality to
a group
of
immoral
people.
Exactly.
Get rid,
like,
of the dragon.
God's armor is covered in, like, spider motifs and, like, pieces of, like, scripture and prayers and stuff that are dedicated to Lolth that are, like, damaged and, like, scratched out and stuff like that. And he's just sitting there, just staring quietly at everybody.
Trust me. Like, I've researched it. It's one way that people have, like, they get incredible abilities if they let demons and devils give them, like...
Let's see if
help.
I know what a warlock is in character.
Really?
Yeah.
You would. Oh. Yeah, you know what it is.
Okay. Oh, huh. You mean a warlock?
Yeah.
Yeah, my people make deals with demons all the time. Contracts and the doodads and stuff.
I very much think that you're still thinking devils. But
they're, I mean, it's just the being that grants you strength.
But yes. A devil could kill a demon, right?
They, I believe, would my character, could I roll a history check to see if my character would know the blood war?
Yes, roll a history check.
Guidance.
Look.
Oh, no. All I'm saying is, guidance ain't gonna help me with that. That's a 5.
Khazad, you can do it with advantage.
Yo.
What's up, Tickle?
If you make a contract with a demon to gain power, imagine how much power you get from a demigorgon.
Out of,
that was
out
a natural
of, out of game,
a natural advantage.
Out of character, like, don't demons also make packs?
I don't know.
Some do, yes. Yes, some do.
Okay, that's what I thought.
All we have to
there,
do is
technically, there's three kinds of fiends. There's demons, devils, and Ugaliths. Demons obviously are in the abyss, devils are in hell, and the Ugaliths are kind of bounty hunters, demons, essentially.
So, all right, you want to try to make a deal with these demons. All right, and you said Zugtamoy or whatever is a mushroomy fungal thing, right? Aren't we going to someplace like that? Would there be a chance that we find this woman there or a thing there? Would she be one?
Hey, Sturple!
That's a good idea.
Do you know about Zugtamoy?
The silence is concerning.
What does this little mushroom creature know?
It knows all. It is the world. 42. No, no.
I found out today that this halfling guy knows more about these things than the drow do.
Hey, wild.
Yeah, what's up, Matt?
Or actually, like everyone, I'm going to use my channel divinity. I need Merlette and Flaffle specifically to make a wisdom saving throw because I'm channeling my dreadful aspect. And as an action, each creature of my choice that I can see within 30 feet on fail is frightened of me for 1 minute. Yeah, that's going to be a fail. And as this happens...
I'm going to use lucky.
Yeah, as this happens, Izzat like slams his fist and like his eyes just kind of shine silver for a minute and his voice like changes a little bit. It kind of like... down pitches and reverberates a little bit, and he says, "We are not going to try to make a pact with a demon lord."
I guess since I'm frightened, I have to be like, "Hey, man, chill, chill."
Even just, Ivan's like, just like
it's just an idea.
Try to jump to the other boat.
Flaffle jumps overboard and begins swimming towards the boat with Eldith.
I give him guidance.
Because I am now frightened and scared out of my mind.
Mm-hmm. And like a cobalt, flees for his life.
Bingo. That's why I'm still alive.
Okay, 1 second. Hold on. You get in the water.
I did cast guidance on him as he jumped. Just kind of like tap.
I try to grab him. Oh my god. I want to just help glide him over, like, you know, like he's a game character to the other side, to the other boat. I can't say names without copyright.
What do you mean?
I wanted to like glide him over like he was Link.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you're okay, allowed to reference things.
Just,
yeah.
Okay. Under you like a cuckoo, just like.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, roll a d6, Flaffle.
It's a critical roll does it often enough.
Yeah. Yeah, you can you can reference things. We just can't be blatant.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm gonna feel a little bit bad if Flaffle gets eaten. Like, I'm gonna feel a little bit good.
Rolled a six?
I rolled a six.
Hey, don't forget the guidance I gave you.
I'm not gonna help because I'm currently scared, so.
So am I, that's why I'm running.
Okay. Yep. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw. First.
Oh god.
Oh. Wait,
I'm
better at those than I am at wisdom.
So, this is what happens. You jump off into the water scared of Khazad.
Oh no!
What'd you roll?
You rolled a 4.
This isn't gonna help!
You know, in one of my games, we all drowned.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So,
Grand, we die. 7.
Because we all had to roll athletics checks. Personally,
Flaffle.
Uh-huh.
You feel what only can be compared to is a machine gun of stabbings as these demonic. You look down, and these demonic. Mana rays that you saw in Sloopladoop have been following you.
No! Oh, no.
And you rolled a 6, right?
Yep.
8 of them are going to attack you.
Yep.
No.
Viewers can't see this, but the look on his face right now is, I have fucked up so bad.
Kazad.
Okay, so first off, the first one's an 8.
Oh.
I'm gonna cast Shield of Faith on Flaffle.
I need to roll with
you. You take it away so you give it back.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Kazad's gonna blow us all up.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit. No, it's a leveled spell. Nope. I'm sorry, Flaffle. I am so sorry.
We have to chance it, guys. I'm gonna be honest with you.
So the second one's a 16. Does that hit?
That hits.
Oh god.
Can I use silvery barbs on it?
Yeah, sure.
Silvery barbs is a level spell. Yeah.
It is a level spell.
I mean, look, he's my buddy.
I full agree. I full go for it. I'm just saying, if you blow us all up, it goes from Kazan to you.
Okay. As so you cast silver barbs.
For the thing.
Okay, so what does it have to do now?
Oh, no, it just has to reroll.
And then he can give... Okay. Teakle can give advantage to another person.
Can I give it to...
Falafel? Yeah.
Yay!
So the second one misses.
Okay.
So you feel two, like, graze the scales of your stomach. The third one is a 20, not nat.
Oh, God, it's underneath me!
All right, and with your silver barbs, I need you to roll a d20, please.
I rolled a 16.
16? Okay, that's what 16 was. You're good.
Yeah.
The second one is a dirty 20.
That hits.
The fourth one is a natural 20.
Oh, that God. Definitely hits. Fuck, shit. Hold on. I have something for this. I think I do. Hold on.
Do you have any more lucky?
Everybody goes to throw the cobalt off the boat to save the cobalt.
I can't do anything.
Where's I'm a grave domain. Grave domains have an ability to counter.
It's just like terrified.
Yeah, not at, the terrified. Not at your level.
You can can counter a critical hit.
I'm level two. Yeah. I'm level two cleric. I should have my channel divinity. Let's see here. Path of the grave. Let's see here. No, where's my fucking channel divinity? God damn it, channel divinity. Turn undead. Shit. I'm pretty sure Path of the Grave, as an action, you can choose one creature that you can see within 30 feet of you, causing until the end of the turn, the blah, 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 the ability to ally. Okay. Or an ally of your hit cursed creature with an attack. Don't they? What is it called? Isn't it like...
It's not the channel divinity. It's, oh,
I swear
gracious.
It's a channel divinity, but I might be wrong.
Cleric.
One second, guys. Let me ask something to my wife.
Yeah, cause she plays one in Grand Quest.
Just imagine the question.
It's Sentinel of Death's Door.
I terrified our kobold partner.
I have to be level 6 to get Sentinel of Death's Door. Fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Fuck. Okay. Well, I guess I can't help at all.
Okay. So for the next four, okay, because I'm just gonna roll.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I go chalice form. I go chalice form, and I'm gonna drop some heals on his ass.
Okay. So the first one's gonna be a 13.
Yeah.
Does that hit?
13 does not hit.
Yeah,
go ahead, Matt.
Sentinel at Death's Door doesn't come into level 6, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Question for DM, can we level up to level 6?
No. it wouldn't matter anyway, since he's multi-class.
I am multi-class.
Oh!
19 for the second
level 7? That hits.
16 for the third one.
Also hits.
I'm going to take out my other dice.
I'm just going to start spam healing. I'm in chalice form. Every time I heal you, man, I get to heal you again with my chalice heal. So I'm going to drop some mad heals.
So that's 3 normal hits and a crit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for the 3 normal hits, you're going to take a grand total of...
Oh, God.
Oh, they're not D6s, they're D8s.
Oh, God.
I'm going to need a higher level healing word. Hey, about the new core rulebooks healing.
That has changed his mind. He is now a fan.
Your specialization yet.
That is unfortunate.
You're going to take...
Just start looking at what I want to play next.
Yeah, I mean, bro.
So before the crit, you're going to take... 10 points of damage.
Oh, okay.
Eight points of damage.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Okay. And 4 points of damage.
Oh god, 22 points of damage right there.
Okay.
I heal that. I heal that real quick.
Okay, roll a d20.
That's 10 plus my 1d8 plus my spellcasting modifier from my chalice heal. So hold on, that is 7 plus 4 for 11 points. So 21 points of healing right there to him, and I do have to roll that d20 for it being a leveled spell.
His flavel says, you're like, ah! Ah!
3. I rolled a 3 for the spell.
You rolled a 3?
I rolled a 3.
You rolled a 3.
I rolled a 3. But I healed Flaffle.
We're gonna die. I'm gonna get hit with the crit.
I have another spell slot. It's okay.
Flaffle's just bobbing up and down in the water like
this. It's like the shark attack. You just see Flaffle going, like, getting pulled back and forth.
It's just the opening of jaws. Just, ah!
To a holy party.
Oh god. Alright, what happens? I rolled a 3.
Roll a
d100. Oh god, I'm gonna get that fireball one. We're all gonna die.
Only if you don't roll a 7 or an 8, you're good.
Oh my god, the fireball goes off, everyone in the boat is dead. Flaffle somehow
93.
Oh.
I got a 93. Oh. We just see, like, the DM's eyes peeking over his camera, just wide-eyed.
This isn't even... So, this isn't even something that, like, is bad.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's good that one of us has something good happening to him.
Well, I wouldn't say it's good. It's just not bad.
One of us has something good happening right now.
Watch, it's just Flaffle turns into a chicken.
So, no, you actually see as you were able to cast a spell, your components look really small in your hand.
Oh, fuck.
You are now one size.
Oh, god, I'm taking the boat down.
So you are now considered a large creature.
Oh god, the boat is sinking.
Size?
Not you, Flaffle, Ivan.
Oh god.
Does the boat capsize?
No, the boat. No, it's not. It's actually a well-built boat.
He's just holding both sides of the boat. Just
start praying to Elistray that this stupid fucking kobold doesn't die and that their boat doesn't.
Oh, now you're concerned,
Big Ivan is scared of the water.
So for the crit, you're going to take 18 points of damage.
Yeah, I'm going to heal that too.
Okay. Another d20 roll.
That's a 10 plus another d8 plus my modifier. So that is 6 plus 4 for 10, so 20 points of healing to you, Flaffle.
Flaffle's sister goes, ah, I think it bit off my toe. Oh, never mind, I think my toe grew back.
I got a 15 on the d20.
Flaffle's been on a ride.
By the way, because I am large, can I reach Flaffle now?
Yes.
I would like to try to pick Flaffle out of the water.
Uppies!
Uppies!
You are able to, yes. Now that you are, your reach is now 10 feet, yes.
Like a cat, I immediately start squirming until I climb up on top of his head and I am hiding behind it, staring over at Kazad.
God damn.
Keep him away from me.
I
think we're good.
I feel so bad that he almost fucking killed you by scaring you. It would have been absolutely in character for Flaffle to die like that, but I was stressed for you, bro.
It's all right. Ivan got you covered.
Flaffle.
You just see, like, relief wash over Kazad's face and just sits back on the...
You do not see relief on Flaffle's face.
Flaffle, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, God.
Haven't I made enough of those? Oh god, why?
It's a fucking 4. We need Ruin back. We need Myth to come back.
It's a 4.
We can't be left alone. Say,
just imagine Myth like coming in next session and like the entire party is fucking dead.
Why can't I get some intelligence saving throws?
But was this? Did we see one of these mana rays before?
Oh, before it happened? No.
Yeah, we well,
no, we no, saw them before.
We've
river.
Seen them yes. before, but not the these that attacked okay. him.
It was yeah. one of those mana rays.
Yeah.
It's 8 of them.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Roll a d8 for me.
God. Floffle's just gonna go seek revenge and throw one of his dynamites in it.
And now it's gonna roll. Okay, it's another 4.
It's a 4 again.
Bro,
on my screen right now,
dice.
I have 3, 4, 4.
So you jumped on top of Ivan. You yep. fall unconscious. And then you fall back here in the boat.
Oh, I was about to say, if you say I fall in the water, so
if you had rolled a 2 or a 3, you. 2, 3, or 4.
You're a monster. You need to be stopped. This is why we need the demon lords on our side. To fight you.
Oh, hey, Holt, have you stopped the session, or have you started it yet?
Oh, it might have stopped it. Damn it. My
it's
bad.
All good. Sorry, viewers, if it was blank for a little bit.
Imagine there are boats, and Flavel was just stuck in between them, screaming for his life.
At that point, I feel like it was more Theater of the Mind anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so, I was so stressed out, Morbski. I am so sorry, bro.
It's all good. I live for these moments.
On the other side of the room, looking at me like, "Did you just kill Flavel?"
The plushies are coming soon. The plushies.
Yeah.
We'll take a Sharpie and just put little X's over the eyes. It'll be fine.
So after seeing all that, Kazad just looks at everyone in the boat and he's like, no demon lords. He just very, very calm, very flat.
A very big Ivan just nods his head.
Oh, I'm unconscious. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
You just see an unconscious kobold figure just...
It's still cowering from him, like, still under some of the effects.
Laffle's just face down on the boat and just...
Terminator style thumbs up, just
a mana ray.
What are you talking about? The mana ray just sitting there going,
it's just 8 of them just tipping you off and sinking back down into the water.
Jeez. All right. Does Ivan eventually go back to normal, or is this just Ivan now? Okay. Once Ivan goes back to normal,
having like a dream of running and fucking feet kicking.
After a minute, yeah.
Ivan just sits back down and goes.
That's how long the fear effect lasts. When he goes back to being normal size, the fear effect is gone.
Okay. So, Merlette, you can come out of it.
Okay.
All right, well, that was...
He's going to go up, straight up, and, like, grab a stool and put it right in front of... It's Kazad that put the fear on me, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of,
kind of grovel.
Look in Kazad's eyes and then smack him.
Ooh.
Ivan leans over to Teagle. Where'd he get the stool from?
From the other boat. Remember, he's traveling with us?
Okay, just let him have this one.
Okay. Roll
a hit.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Is he on a different boat?
No, you're not on a different boat.
No, everybody's on the same boat.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Go ahead and roll a hit.
Okay. Alright. Unarmed strike. 7. I'm not gonna try.
It's just like...
I'll punch him, but like... His armor stops.
You just hit me in my.
Like, take this.
You feel a tendon pop.
Ow.
Man, don't talk about that.
What the hell, man? Why are you? And he's like nursing his hand. He's like, why are you attacking us like with your god magic?
I didn't mean to really attack you guys. That was just kind of a. That was an involuntary thing.
You have an issue with
thing.
What you're saying, what we're saying, that you can use your words. I believe like a normal
I did
person.
Use my words.
Okay. No, you just... didn't.
I specifically said we're not making a deal with any demon lords. It just happens to be.
Did you list any arguments? Did you say why? Did you explain your reasonings?
Because they're demon lords. I didn't really have a chance to express any of those.
Oh, wow, that's such a great reasoning. If you do that again, I will attack you.
I think we just established that that didn't quite work so well. Except my sincerest apologies, that was an involuntary thing.
He's just going to shake his head and, like, walk off.
Things are getting tense on the boat. Maybe we need to change parties.
Like the drop.
Oh,
I'm very relaxed, right?
Did he just speak in his sleep?
I had something to snack on.
I'm very relaxed.
This the flaffle mushrooms on him.
It is, if you'd like to.
Not there.
Can I try the mushrooms on him?
I'm gonna open the vial by his nose while he's passed out.
I'm smelling salts.
Okay, are you sure?
Gonna have some weird dreams now.
Hey, adventurers! Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.